Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is April here to offer HR and Business Solutions. Happy Talk About It Thursday. How's everyone doing? I hope everybody is doing well. I am absolutely wonderful. I am getting this homeschooling thing down pat. Just kidding. So did I. I do not. I am still struggling with it. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. For those of you that are joining us new to the show, we are a virtual human resource business partner and consultant based out of Michigan. Been in business for over 10 years. Our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. We manage and consult with companies 2 to 49 employees throughout the country. We love, love, love what we do. We love our small businesses. I hope everyone is doing well. If you have not had the chance to, be sure to go on over to offerhr.net. That's all the number 4hr.net and check out our new website. Our new virtual home is live, everyone. So be sure to go on over and join and take a look around and share. Okay? And share, share. Also, if you haven't had the opportunity, please feel free to follow us on Instagram at All for HR, Twitter, All for HR, LinkedIn, All for HR and Business Solutions, Facebook, All for HR and Business Solutions, and feel free to join our Facebook group, get it out. It is a Facebook group with small business owners. We share, I share HR information, tools, all kinds of great things in the group. If you are a small business owner or an HR professional, you will more than benefit from joining this group. I want to say hello to everyone and encourage everyone to keep going forward, keep pushing forward through this pandemic. We are moving forward. Things are opening up on the 28th. We're here in Michigan, so a lot of things are opening up on the 28th of this month. Some of our automakers have already opened up, and some of them have shut down because of the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic, or the virus, rather. We encourage everyone to be sure to stay safe. Stay safe, wear your mask, use your hand sanitizer, all that good stuff. Don't stop. Get it. Just joking. But make sure you're staying so safe, everyone. You know, I always try to throw a little joke in here, right? But yeah, make sure you're wearing your mask. And although a lot of people seem to maybe think we're through the pandemic, I don't think we're quite through it. So please continue to practice social distancing, 6 feet. Okay, so keep those things in mind. And as always, continue to be safe and be kind. Okay, be kind, be patient. Okay, so I want to know what's going on with you. You can give us a call at 563-999-3057. What now announcements do we have coming up? So we now are doing the coffee. I've been having coffee with All for HR at 9 a.m. in the morning. That is, we're doing it Tuesday through Friday now as opposed to Monday through Friday. But 9 a.m. Tuesday through Fridays is when we're doing our coffee. So come on over, get your coffee. Come on over for some HR questions. Do 20 minutes of just kind of hanging out, seeing what's going on with the small business owners. And so feel free to join us. Again, I've been having some technical difficulties, but, you know, I'm sure entrepreneurship is not for the week, but we'll get those ads out. Also, I want to remind you about the Happy Neighborhood Project. You know, I've been talking about the Happy Neighborhood Project, and if you have not had a chance to check it out, go on over to thehappyneighborhoodproject.com, just like it sounds, all one word. It is a platform that has been started by Edwin Ediberi, who has a wonderful personality. He is the chief happiness officer. Yes, he is. And he started this project, I think in 2008, don't quote me on that, but he started this project as a means to bring happiness to everyone. And so people that join this project do two things. They're committed to two things, folks. Two things. Happy customers and happy employees. Can't get much better than that. So now he has the virtual networking events, which are all over the country and even global. So it's a great way for you to meet other business owners, small businesses, small business owners throughout the country. Northern California, Southern California, Minnesota, Washington, Arizona, Chicago, Greater Detroit is every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So to network and meet other people, I'm telling you, it's an extraordinary opportunity. I've met so many people from around the country. There are people from the UK, Hawaii. It's wonderful. Everyone's energy is just radiating through everyone. So you got to check it out, folks. It's the happyneighborhoodproject.com. You have to check it out, okay? You have to. It's just no way around it. It's a great way, again, for you to meet other small business owners, potential clients, meet new friends, build new relationships. I absolutely love it. I am actually the first small business to join the Happy Neighborhood Project in the Detroit area. So I want you to come on and network with us too on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. All you have to do is go to the Happy Neighborhood Project.com. Click on networking or /networking and select where you want to attend, where do you want to go. There are different times all throughout the week. Again, nationwide on Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Northern California, Southern California, Minnesota, Washington, they're all over, folks. So you have to check it out. I promise you won't be disappointed, okay? What else do we have going on? I think I've been kind of laying low. I've been working kind of hard, folks. So, but we've been really focusing. I've been really, really, our company has been really focusing on helping small businesses to navigate through the pandemic crisis. And it has been nothing short of amazing and challenging, okay? But that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for, okay? So I've been working with, again, I think you all know I'm a SCORE volunteer for the in Detroit. And so we have been helping small businesses to navigate through the pandemic. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm going to tell you this, is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Did you see me clap at 9? 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Score has a free platform. It's called Open Mic Reviving, Small Business Revival. And you're able to go on a Zoom call, and you can ask all kinds of questions of four experts that will answer your questions. They're every Tuesday and Thursday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. All of this information is coming up on my site. It is live, but I am still updating the HR resources and updates page. So give me a moment on that, folks. But I'm going to put that on my blog. I put the Happy Network Neighborhood Project. I keep wanting to say network, but it's Happy Neighborhood Project. All of that is going to be on a blog. But you have to go over and check out the news site, folks. You got to check it out. And then you got to let me know what you think, okay? So we have that going on. And I'm going to tell you about this new thing that we're starting it off for HR. You know we have Freedom Friday HR questions, right? So you are going to send a question, right? To drop a question on our blog for the Freedom Friday HR questions. Now, you don't necessarily have to go to the blog. You can go on my LinkedIn page. You can go on my Facebook page. You can go on Twitter if you like and leave me an HR question. If we select your HR question, guess what? You get a free gift. How cool is that? That's pretty cool. So we're also starting something new. I love to keep the fun in HR because everybody thinks HR is so hard. It is hard. Okay, it's probably not the way to say. But what I'm saying is we're starting to try something new. So when I talk about it Thursday, here I'm on the show, I'm going to start the first one off today. Before we get into our segment, I want to share a funny HR story with you, okay? And we're going to put this on the blog for you to submit. You can submit your friendly HR question online or you can call in, okay? You can call in at 563-999-3057. Now, this is new, but if we select your question, guess your story, guess what? You get a free gift. How wonderful is that? So let me tell you this funny story. Okay, so this is one I thought was really cute from a young lady named Karen. And so her company hired their company was hiring for a controls technician position. And so the company worked at the time, performed pre-hire background checks and drug testing, okay? So there was the hair drug test, and the candidate knew that they were going to be testing. But he had no hair on his head. So they checked his eyebrows and his arms and proceeded to find hair. And so the candidate indicated he had shaved his whole body, but he was more than willing to go home and get the hair out the trash too. Needless to say, his offer was retracted. So I thought that was pretty funny. So listen, I want your funny HR story. You know, you can be from a business owner or It's just got to be an HR story. Okay? It's got to be an HR story. And if we select your HR story and put it on the radio show, yes, then we will definitely give you a free gift. Okay? All right, so that sounds pretty cool. So we're going to get that all set up, everybody, and then we'll start sharing it on our social media and all that kind of great stuff. But here, let's get going on our segment, okay? So we're talking about, I know most people probably at some point are, I'm going to say, probably maybe a little bit tired of hearing about COVID-19, right? But it is what it is, right? That's where we are. And so we have to know where we are and get to where we have to go, right? Talking about today is we're talking about my favorite, small businesses, okay? And we're talking about some things that you as a small business owner should be doing as you are navigating through the pandemic, whether you're moving your employees back into the the brick and mortar. Some companies are electing to stay remote permanently. And so in doing that, you still have some challenges to do that as well, some things that you're going to have to update and change if you decide to keep your staff remote permanently. Okay. So first and foremost, let me say this. Make sure you're getting your information from reputable sources, and make sure that the resources are. If you just put together a few of them and just stay using those reputable sources, those will help you. Everybody has something to say about COVID-19, all right? Everybody has something to say. If information is coming at us, just flying at us, there's new this, there's new that, there's changing laws, you know, and so you want to make sure you're getting your information from reputable service, government agencies, public health organizations, your chamber of commerce, the CDC, what else? You can go to your state official government website. They will have a COVID-19 resource page. Or you can eat your state or government governor's official social media accounts also, okay, will have reputable information for you. Also, you can review the industry-specific resources. So if you're in consulting or if you're in manufacturing or if you're in healthcare or if you are whatever your industry is, a reputable source that can keep you apprised as development occur and change in your industry. The American Industrial Hygiene Association is another one, AIHA. Okay, so make sure though that you're plugging in. Like I have just one page that I review every day, maybe a few times, of specific sources that I use to get information to my followers and my clients, okay? So keep that input. That is very important because you want to have consistent information. And if the information is coming from everywhere, right, it can become very confusing. So you want to be careful with that. Again, I want to remind you to be sure to go on over to the all4hr.net. Take a look at our new virtual home. Share it. Let us know what you think about it. We're so excited. The HR resources and updates page is being updated. So while there's information on there, give me a day or two, and we're gonna be rocking with that one. Okay. So check out the website. If you haven't had a chance, be sure to follow us on Twitter at all4hr, Instagram all4hr. LinkedIn, all4hr Business Solutions. There's also a all4hr and Business Solutions LLC page on LinkedIn. Facebook, all4hr and Business Solutions. And then we have a Facebook group, MB Small Business Success HR Hub. Okay, so you can join there for great information on HR. For if you have questions about HR, issues in your company that you want to discuss or you need some help resolving, give us a join us. We are also doing coffee now. Coffee with Awful HR, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's another time for you to join us, okay? We're in there for about 20 minutes, a half hour every morning, and we're just having like a discussion. We got make sure you have your coffee, okay? Bring your coffee with you when you come. Also, we have on Mondays is our Management Monday Moment, where we share information with everyone about a management issue. Tuesdays, Top Talent Tuesdays. And then our show, talk about it Thursday, 12:30 to 1:30. And then our Freedom Friday is our question. We answer that on Friday morning. So you can submit an HR question. Usually you can do it on our blog, but I guess what? You can do it on our Facebook page. Just put Freedom Friday HR question. You can send it on LinkedIn to my page, on LinkedIn. And when we select your questions, we'll give you a free gift. Okay? How's that sound? Sound good? All righty. So we've been doing some great things, doing a lot of networking. And doing quite a bit of networking, as a matter of fact. Don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project. Go on over there so you can meet some great people, maybe potential clients, build some friendships, build some relationships. It's always good to build friendships, build those relationships, okay? Okay, so we talked about having a reputable have reputable resources for your go-to for getting information. Then you can get all information overload. Absolutely. So keep those. Again, I have one page that I have all my links, all my information comes through on every morning, so I can check and see where we are, what we're making changes on, what we need to be letting people know, okay? The next thing is you must have a reopening plan. I don't care if you only have two people. I don't even if you have one person, if you're just a solopreneur, you must have, when you reopen, you need a place, you need policies, you need a plan. You need to be able to handle certain things, be ready for situations as they occur, okay? So you have to have a plan, and have that plan, your staff trained in that plan. Okay? So make sure you have a plan. There are plans all over. There'll be one on my website in a little bit. Go to your Chamber of Commerce. Go to SCORE website. There are templates there. There are all kinds of information on the SCORE website that help you navigate. If you need questions asked, I talked about earlier how we have the open mic, Small Business Revival, every Tuesday and Thursday, and that is at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you have questions about the PPP, or have questions about different issues with regard to opening up, there are experts, SCORE experts, that are it's a lovely, great group of people. I've been working with them for a while there. And I just, they're great. They know what they're doing. And make sure you have a plan, okay? Make sure you have a plan. And whatever questions you have, get answers, okay? Don't try to assume, get answers, okay? The next thing is regulations. Whatever industry regulations are in place, you as a business owner owe it to your company, your employees, your customers to know what they are, okay? So the guidelines such as the state stay-at-home orders and business closures and the policies and procedures with regard to opening, you must know them. It's imperative. Okay? So make sure you know what those are. And the most important thing, okay, the most important thing is safety. Nothing is more important than the safety of you, your employees, and your customers. So you must do everything that is required of you to make sure your employees, your customers are safe. Okay? That's the number one concern. It is not the dollar. It is your company, your employees, your family. Okay? That's what's most important. So some things that you need to make sure that you are looking for are with regard to your safety policy in the post COVID-19 general hygiene practices. Okay? You can find these guidelines on the CDC website. You can find them on the SCORE website. You can find them on your Chamber of Commerce. You may have to do some work, and you're going to have to do some learning. I'm trust and believe. Okay? So don't wait to the last moment to do it, because you want to have things in place, folks. It's important. It's imperative that you have the things in place so that you are protecting yourself, protecting your employees, protecting your customers, and your family. Okay? This is not something that you can wait to the last minute to do. Okay, something you need to be doing right now. There are a lot of free webinars out here that are on the correct measures that need to be made. But you as a small business owner are going to have to navigate and find out which ones are applicable to you and put those policies and those procedures in place. So general hygiene practices, you're going to have to be mindful of frequent hand washing, needs, requirements, coughing and sneezing into your tissues or elbows when your employees are returning to work. Cleaning and in your buildings, in your workplaces, is no longer a time time's up. You have to clean, sanitize, and disinfect. The CDC is updating and releasing recommendations daily. Check it out. You need to make sure that you know and have implemented procedures spread the virus, and as well as train your staff on how to maintain those practices. Okay? This includes sourcing and stocking up on cleaning products and sanitizers for your employees during work hours. Okay? The PPE, personal protective equipment. Yes, yes, yes. That one, yes, is very important. You need to make sure you're checking out OSHA guidelines and requirements. Have a plan in place to enforce those requirements of your employees and your customers with regard to wearing the proper PPE. Okay? You must enforce those requirements. It's imperative. Okay? Make sure we are still practicing social distancing. That is important, social distancing. I was in Home Depot yesterday. I was literally in line and had looked back and said, excuse me, can you step back? And, of course, the guy gave me a look. Like, what? Yeah. That bad. So make sure that you have your lines on your floor. If you have people, customers coming into your establishment, practicing social distancing. Okay. What else are we talking about here? You may want to consider the number of employees you have in your office working at any given time in your workplace. You don't have to be a little creative. So you may have to alternate teams. You may have to stagger schedules so that there's a minimal amount of people, of employees in your office working. That if you can remain working remote. Okay, if you can. Also, monitoring the health of your employees. You have to have a plan to monitor their health and focus on the virus symptoms, okay? You want to have a plan in place on how to handle positive cases of COVID-19 in the workplace. OSHA has those guidelines, and you have to have specific steps on how to manage it. Okay, specific, not general, specific, not specific to your industry, to your unique workplace, your company. Okay, make sure they're tested before they come back. Your employees come back, make sure they're tested, and you have proof that they've been tested and are negative. Okay. The sick time and pay policies for employees, make sure your employees are well versed in that they are well aware of what policies, procedures you have in place. Okay? And security. Okay? If your business is going to continue to work remotely on a permanent basis, okay, then you need to look into cybersecurity, keep that at the top of your priority, okay, because when your employees are working remotely, they are the first line of defense against hackers, okay? Assess your business needs. Your business needs are going to be different now than they were before the pandemic. And it's important that you know what resources you have, that you're diverting your resources, the proper resources to the proper areas in your business, okay? New precautions and protocols that your company will need to follow, they're going to differ greatly from before the pandemic. Ask yourself questions like, "Company, what does my business need right now to survive?" Okay, you're going to focus on now, and then you can look at 6 months, and then a year, and then 3 years, and then 5 years. Okay. So it's going to be a step. It's going to be steps. It's going to be baby steps. And guess what? It's going to differ for every single company. Every single company is going to be different. Your needs are not even your colleagues or your competitors. Every business needs are going to differ. And so you have to know as a business owner about your, okay? You want to look at your numbers and figure out the bare minimum that you need to get things going right now. Consider federal and state financial resources like the PPP. And if one of many businesses that had to lay off during the crisis, you might not need to bring them back right now. But take a good long look, and I hope you took the time to review my the the blog that I prepared a while back. Repositioning yourself, your business for success post COVID-19, something like that. I might have the wording a little different, but it's on my website, offerhr.net. If you go on there to the blog, it's there, and it says repositioning your business for success post COVID-19. I think read that, and it has 5 great ideas that you should have been doing, you should have done by now, but you still have time to put out to do that, because it's imperative that you know where direction your company is going, you info. Okay, you have to know that. Ask yourself questions like, what employee concerns about the workplace health and safety do I need to address? And ask the question, that question, and answer it in whatever procedures or practices that need to be put in place, do so. Implement them. What will your customers' needs and demands look like now and in the foreseeable future? Okay, so it helps that you focus on things right now, because I always emphasize small chunks and then larger chunks, right? One step at a time. That's what we're doing, one step at a time. What are the possibilities for your company? Okay, you're not going to pick up where you left off when you reopen. Okay, so you're looking at the available resources and resources and funding that is available to you. You want to know if you are going back into your brick and mortar, about the physical space. Does it need to be adapted? How it needs to be adapted? So it's going to need to be adapted to some degree, even if it means for going to lunch at different times, so everyone isn't in the lunchroom at the same time. Okay, if you are a supply chain? Okay, what would those relationships with your vendors be like? Right, if vendors are coming to your office, how are they going to be addressed? How are they going to be serviced, and how are you going to be serviced? These are all things that you're going to have to take a look at. Okay? Does it make sense to perhaps look at new vendors? That goes back to the blog that I prepared a while back when I said reassess, take a good look at your business, what you're using, what vendors you're using. If you're utilizing platforms that are only yielding some of the results that you need, okay, this is the time, if you have not done so already, to reassess those. Are you paying astronomical amounts of money for a platform that's only doing A, B, and C when you actually need A through J done? Okay, so you may need another platform. This is the time to look for that. This is the time for you to streamline processes, your billing, your billing cycle, your cycle for getting your products or your services to your clients. This is the time for you to streamline those. This is the time for you to brainstorm with your team and come up with some good, viable answers. I'm going to leave off with there's so much more, and we'll be going through this for a moment. But communication is the key, okay? Communicate with your employees, with your vendors. Communicate, especially with your employees. Do not leave them in the dark, okay? You guys have to work together, okay? If you have not had a chance to go on over to all4hr.net, take a look at the new website. If you're in the Detroit area, I'd love for you to come and network with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go on over to the Happy neighborhoodproject.com. And when you go to that networking event, guess what? You can sign up to network with Detroiters, with Chicago, with Washington, with Hawaii, all different states. It's a wonderful, wonderful time to meet others and see what's going on and make a friend, okay? I have enjoyed you all, as always. I look forward to seeing you guys next week at 12:30, all for HR Business Solutions. And don't forget to ask your Freedom Friday HR question. You can leave it on my LinkedIn page if you want to. Go to All for HR Business Solutions or Open Health Burden, or on our Facebook or on Twitter or Instagram. Leave me a question. Don't forget about our HR funny stories, okay? We'll learn more about that. I look forward to doing that next week. I am so thrilled to have you all. And I want you all to continue practicing social distance, right? Stay true to your why. Keep forging forward. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I look forward to seeing you all. Stay well, be kind. Until next week, have a wonderful Talk About It Thursday.